Close your eyes and relax. And take a long, slow, deep breath all the way down into your deep diaphragm. And releasing that breath in a long, slow exhale. Take another long, slow, deep breath all the way into your deep diaphragm. And release it back out in a slow, relaxed exhale. Keeping that same breath rhythm, imagine that you're inhaling now through your heart, all the way down into the deep diaphragm, and back out through the heart. Continuing this breath rhythm as we relax even more deeply. As I count from 5 down to 1, you'll become more and more relaxed, more and more open to creating your new reality. 5, 4, 3, more and more relaxed, 2, and 1, deeply relaxed. The world around us is full of things that we can see, like trees and houses and other physical things. It's also full of things that we can't see, like radio waves. But we know that radio waves exist because radio technology lets us tune into the music and information carried on them. The world is also full of concepts, beliefs, and models of reality, like language, beliefs within a culture or religion, social ideas, like how long or short a person's hair should or shouldn't be, how people should or shouldn't behave in different situations, and what people are allowed or not allowed to do or think. The world is also full of systems and structures shaped by concepts and beliefs. For example, the money system is a structure that supports the modern economic model, but trading money for goods and services isn't the only way that economies work. The nuclear family structure is the most common model now for raising children, but it isn't the only way that cultures have organized families and child-rearing. Imagine how overwhelming it would be to see and conceive all the available information, options, beliefs, concepts, and models that exist all the time. It would be like having all the information on all radio stations playing all at the same time. Imagine how challenging it would be to sort through all that noise, to see and hear what's relevant to you. Luckily, your amazing subconscious mind does this for you. Your subconscious mind is a kind of technology built right into your body, like a radio dial, that tunes into only what it has learned is important and relevant for you, and it filters out everything else. Your subconscious mind even scans the world around you for evidence that the models of reality you believe in are true. When you see lots of evidence validating your models, your beliefs, and your emotions, they feel even more true. Like maybe they should be true and self-evident for everyone, and not just for you. It's pretty amazing, this subconscious mind of yours, and how it helps you have a consistent experience of reality. Your subconscious mind learned what is relevant and important for you, starting way back when you were a baby. It learned from the people around you, the language to speak, how the world worked, what was right and wrong, important and social and cultural values, and much more. Using this information, your subconscious mind developed a model of how reality worked, a model of who you are, and a model of how you are supposed to interact with the world. It's like your subconscious tuned into a single radio station that broadcasts only the information that matches the models that you've learned to live by. The problem is that you only see and experience the information that this one radio station brings you. You only see the models that you have already learned to live by, and not all the models that are available or even possible. Sometimes the models and beliefs we learn to live by aren't as helpful as they could be. They can even make life harder or more complicated or less joyful than it could be. A good example comes from Albert Einstein. Einstein said that the most important decision a person could make, the most important belief or model a person could have, is whether or not they live in a friendly universe. It may seem simplistic, but if you believe that you live in an unfriendly universe, that life is hard, that it's you against the world, that you need to fight to get what you want, you'll probably have a very different life experience than if you believe that you live in a friendly universe, that life has your back, that things always work out for you in the end, and that you'll always be guided and protected even when challenges happen. Imagine a single event like a relationship breakup, which is something that most people experience at some time in their life. A person who believes the universe is unfriendly might feel like their world has collapsed or want revenge. They may see the relationship breakup as proof that they are unlovable or not good enough, or that life is unfair or out to get them. In contrast, a person who believes that the universe is friendly will still feel hurt by the loss of the relationship, but they may see the breakup as proof that the other person must not have been the right one for them, that they are being guided to the right person, even though they feel hurt in the moment. It's the same breakup, but two very different responses based on the underlying belief in either a friendly or an unfriendly universe. You can imagine how these two different underlying models of reality can create very different experiences over a lifetime. In truth, there's evidence to support both models of reality. Most people can look around and find evidence that life is hard and unfriendly in some ways, and that life is good and friendly in others. It's the evidence that you believe more and pay more attention to that determines whether you experience the universe as more friendly or more unfriendly. Let's look at how this works. Take a look at your life now, or your past, or out into the world, for evidence that the world is an unfriendly place, maybe full of unfairness or war or hardship for yourself or others. For evidence that you need to be vigilant and on guard to protect yourself. Do that now. How does the idea of an unfriendly universe and the evidence you found to support it feel in your body? Is there a particular part of your body that you feel it in? However this evidence feels in your body, imagine it as an ice cube that can be melted. On a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being low and 10 being high, how willing are you to have a new experience of reality? Very good. Now, look for evidence that shows that your original evidence in an unfriendly universe isn't always or universally true. For example, if you are bullied at school or work, and saw that as evidence that life is unfair or unfriendly. Can you also find times in your life where people were kind or went out of their way to help you? Look for new evidence that casts doubt on the model that the universe is always unfriendly. Very good. Now imagine that this new evidence starts melting the ice cube. Imagine and feel the ice cube getting smaller and softer. And that the meltwater is flowing down a drain and out of your body. Very good. Now, consider the idea that the universe is a friendly place, where most things go right for you and turn out well, and that good things happen in serendipitous ways. Even if this doesn't feel real for you right now, imagine that this model is possible. Take a look at your life, your past and present, and out in the world, for evidence of a friendly universe. Maybe you remember being in the right place at the right time for a great opportunity. Maybe you can see how helpful some of the world's structures are, like getting food at a grocery store instead of having to grow it. Look around. What evidence do you find for a friendly universe? How does this evidence for a friendly universe feel in your body? Use this new evidence to melt any last bit of the original ice cube. Now imagine that the space where the ice cube had once been is now filling completely with a thick golden liquid, like honey infused with sunlight, and with the evidence that the universe is a good and friendly place. Very good. On a scale from 1 to 10, 1 being low, 10 being high, how true does the belief in a friendly universe feel now? You may even notice a little smile coming to your face. You may be feeling really good, because looking for evidence of a friendly universe and other good things can have lots of physical, mental, and emotional benefits. The simple shift in the evidence you look for can change everything in your life, because at the subconscious level, everything is connected. It's easy to make this change, because there's evidence for anything and everything if you really take a good look, and you get to choose the models and evidence that you want to live by. You can train your subconscious mind to change an old model by showing it the new model you want to cultivate and teaching it what evidence to pay attention to. It's that easy. Now that you know how this works with our example of a friendly universe, you can try it yourself with a belief or model that you choose to shift. Call to mind the idea, belief, mindset, or model that you would like to shift. What evidence have you found that this belief, idea, or model is true? How does this belief and the evidence you have for it feel in your body. Imagine that this belief and the evidence and feeling connected to it are an ice cube that can be melted. On a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being low and 10 being high, how willing are you to have a new experience of reality? Now, what evidence did you find that this old belief or model isn't always true? As you ponder this evidence, imagine melting the ice cube. Imagine and feel it getting smaller and softer as the meltwater flows down a drain and away from your body. Very good. Now call to mind the new belief or model you would like to cultivate. What evidence do you have that validates this new belief or model? How does this new evidence feel in your body? Very good. Now, bring your attention to the place where the ice cube was. If there's any ice cube left, imagine this new feel-good evidence is melting it all the way gone. Now, imagine the space where the ice cube had once been is now filling completely with a thick golden liquid, like honey infused with sunlight, and with the evidence that your chosen belief or model is valid and true. On a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being low and 10 being high, how true does this new belief feel to you? Very good. The more you listen to this recording, the more you look for new evidence, and the more you choose thoughts, actions, and feelings that support your chosen belief, the more real it will be and feel for you. To help even more, we're going to ask your subconscious mind to look for more and more evidence that this new belief, model, or mindset is true, and also for more evidence that the universe is a friendly and helpful place. We're also asking your subconscious mind to increase the feelings, thoughts, emotions, actions, and experiences that support your new truth, that make it feel stronger and stronger within you, so that it becomes your new normal reality, your new model for living. If you would like your subconscious mind to do this for you, say yes, please. Very good. You are now cultivating a new reality, a reality with new beliefs, models, and mindsets that you have chosen for you. You're that powerful, and your subconscious mind is a powerful ally in creating your new reality. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 up to 5. At the count of 5, you will open your eyes, feeling refreshed, relaxed, and ready to transition to the next part of your day or night. With each number, your subconscious mind gets better at finding evidence for your new beliefs, your new models, your new reality. And the more your chosen reality feels real to you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Open your eyes to your new reality.